Welcome to the Strong and Lean at Any Age podcast. I am Susan Niebergall, and today I am talking with an amazing client and amazing friend, Chris Davis. Chris and I talk a lot about her struggles with being overweight her whole life, her struggles with binge eating, and how she's had so many mindset shifts that are now translating into major successes for her. I think what she talks about is so valuable and will be so helpful to many of you out there. So sit back, take a listen, and let me know what you think. Thank you for being here.
Chris.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, great. How are you?
I'm good. Here's Roxy barking in the background.
Love it. It wouldn't be the same without her.
You know, she has things to say. She's going to say them.
And please let me know that Avery is somewhere nearby.
He is sitting on the couch bathing in the sun.
That's about how
he rules.
That sounds about right.
he'll probably be over sometime soon because I'm sitting at the computer. Therefore, he must be laying on my arm at all times. Well, I'll let you know when he arrives.
So let me fill everybody in. First of all, this is Chris Davis, and I'm going to want you to introduce yourself to everybody here in a second, but she has two of the most amazing four-legged friends on the planet, Roxy, her dog, and Avery, her cat, and I'm hoping that they help us with this podcast at some point during this time.
Yes, I'm sure they will. they have opinions.
Absolutely, they do, for sure. So for everybody out there, I just want everyone to know, Chris and I go back a long way. We worked together at Kilmer Middle School, and she had the quote pleasure, unquote, of having my son in eighth grade science, and she survived it all, which is fantastic.
Look, I still use the death is not an option questions he gives me. So
that was an amazing time, actually, wasn't it? It was fun.
It was a fun time. I love those guys.
Well, why don't you take a second just to kind of give everybody a little bit of your background and how we've been working together and that whole thing. Let's start with that.
So I started working out with Susan. Well, first of all, I'm an eighth grade teacher. I am 49. I've been overweight my whole life. Susan, I worked with Susan. She was my counselor. And then when she started to get into the personal training, I was kind of the guinea pig, which I was totally down with. We still think fondly of those times.
Yes, we do.
And really been one of the most encouraging people on my weight loss journey. And it's really been a journey, and I struggle because I do really great sometimes, and I slide backwards, and then I do really great and slide, and you know,
yeah.
But I really love that weightlifting kind. I like the mindset has been changing lately, which is what I love about working with you. Because it's about that mindset too.
Yeah. Yeah. And you've had such a big shift. Such a big shift.
And, you know, it's this whole thing, like just taking that responsibility and looking and not beating myself up, I think is one of the hardest things.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think you've come a long way with that. I think a lot of people struggle with that very thing. I did too.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And I'm just like, okay, you know, you screw up, what now? So.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right. Well, so fill me in on kind of where you were and then maybe fast forward to kind of where you are now and then we'll talk about the future a little
so
bit.
Where I was, so I am infamous for binge eating, still do a little mm-hmm. of that. That you know, there's my own reasons that stems mm-hmm. from, but I, you know, super overweight. I ate all the time, and I just didn't feel good about my really always beat myself up. And in fact, I was talking to somebody the other day and they were noticing that I was kind of physically kind of shrinking into myself while we were sitting next to each other. And they were like, you know, there's lots of room. And I said to them, you know, as a fat person, I've been told I need to take up as little space as possible because I'm infringing on people. And so, you know, and that has slowly been changing, and I have been feeling so much better about my own body and being more comfortable in my own skin. Like, I would have never worn sleeveless shirts before I started working with you. And now I'm like, deal with my arms, you know?
But you look freaking amazing in those now. I mean, and I just love that you are even doing
and
that.
And I have to say, like, I go home and my parents are my greatest supporters and my worst enemies at the same time. And like, my mother literally, and she is not trying to be negative. This was how she was raised. And her father was awful, lovely man, but hounded her about my weight and her weight. And but so she would always be in the most loving manner, you know, you're putting on weight, which was so negative. Yeah. It wasn't helpful.
Yeah.
And now she's like, oh my God, you always look so amazing when you come home. You can see it in your shoulders, you can see it in your arms. And for me, the scale isn't moving, but the fit of my clothes are changing, which is a huge thing.
It's great. And I wish you could see, I'm smiling and grinning ear to ear right now, because this makes me so happy to hear. And we've talked about this before, the physical changes that are actually happening with you. And Lars and I talk about it. And Lars, by the way, is the person I had on before, and he and I work together with this group at the school with where Chris is. And, he and I talk about the physical changes that we've seen with you in particular.
Which makes me feel really good, because I can't necessarily see it until I put, because I live in my body and can't see it. Although, as I told you, I'm so committed this summer that I have bought a full length mirror, which I have avoided for years. So,
I hear
and
you
I'm
on that
like,
one.
You know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to start the beginning of the summer. I'm going to take that picture and I'm going to do the end of the summer, because I'm just like, I've made so much progress and I need to maintain that, and I need to see it, and I can't see it. I mean, you know, when I send you pictures, I have to climb on a stool to take it in the bathroom mirror.
Oh, to that and the mirror. Got it. I didn't know that.
Oh, I have a little tiny stool to get to the top shelf in the kitchen, and I drag it into the bathroom so I can take the picture.
That's phenomenal. Yeah. And I have to say, when you send me those pictures, it's just amazing. And I love it, especially when you sent us the pictures of you being able to wear some tops you've never been able to wear before.
One of the greatest things ever, because I'd buy these shirts, and sometimes you buy them from companies and no one ever knows what the sizing is going to be. And it could be 2XL or 3XL. And I try it on and I'm like, this is not a 3XL.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's fantastic, though, that is happening for you.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. It's just very, I guess I always thought it was always going to be like I was. And finding that, no, that can change. And for me, watching you change yourself, like, has been really motivational and inspirational.
I appreciate that. I really appreciate that, because I want people to see that it's not too late to be able to change.
Right.
You know, and it's just a matter of what's going to work with our. I think that's what we're doing with you. We're figuring out piece by piece what's
right.
going to work, and trying to keep progress slow and steady. And
right.
you're seeing that.
Right. I think
because of that, that's what's going to, we're going to keep moving forward, you know, because you're aware of so much more now than you were.
All right, Susan, I lost you for a second. There you go.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Do you hear me now?
Back.
You got me? Okay. Okay, cool. So I don't know what happened. I was just saying, I think you're so much more aware of everything
yes.
right now. And I think that's so, so helpful for you.
I think so. I think I am more aware of healthy behaviors. And mm-hmm. I think one of the main thing with me has been working on undoing the negative thinking. And mm-hmm. And it's funny because I do this with Susanna, which is one of the friends we work out with, is that she will have very negative mm-hmm. thinking. And I'm like, stop, you know, doing this to yourself. And I'm like, okay,
yeah.
you need to be as nice to yourself as you are to Susanna, which is
yeah.
hard.
Yeah. Gosh, that is such an important thing you just said. I mean, and I want to make sure everyone understands that you need to be as nice to yourself as you are to other people.
And
gosh,
and,
that's so
and
important.
It's just funny because, you know, I have been taught to beat myself up for every quote unquote bad thing I eat. Like, you know, mm-hmm. if I have a handful of chocolate chips, or, you know, a student gave me three chocolate chip cookies as a thank you gift this year. And mm-hmm. they were, by the way, delicious. And I felt no guilt eating them, because I was like, I'm just having three cookies.
Yes.
I don't have to deny myself to make progress, which is what the big thing for
yes.
me is, because it's always
yeah.
been about
yeah.
denying myself. And then I slide into that 100%. Binge
eating. That's exactly what happens. And that's what happens with most people. And the fact that you can now enjoy stuff like that and not beat yourself up and not feel like you screwed everything up, and then just, you might as well just,
yeah.
you know, say, you know, screw it and eat everything, because
right.
And
my whole thing
anymore,
is if I screw
you know?
Up on a Tuesday, I would always have the mindset of, oh, fair game until Monday, because you always got to start on a Monday.
Yeah, right.
I don't
right.
know why Mondays
right.
get
yeah.
so bogged down with
yeah.
such heavy responsibility,
yeah.
but there we are.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, Monday's
you know,
kind of it, isn't
Monday's
it?
Fault.
But I love this attitude with you, and I think that's such a huge shift. And I think carrying forward is going to be the reason why you continue to succeed.
Yeah, I just I mean, I'm going to say it, and I know that, like, in my own head, it sounds conceited, but I think I need to, you know, positively reinforce myself. I mean, I'm proud of myself for that. You know, I'm proud
you
of myself
should be.
For now
yeah.
the fact that I'm like, oh my gosh, I've messed up. And I'm like, no, you know, it's not a big deal in the big picture. You had three cookies, or okay, you know, it's, you got some fast food, you know, move on, you know?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, like, Jordan has taught me and has taught everybody. And I know you've heard this from him too, is that, you know, so you get off track, you are literally one meal away or even right. one bite away or one workout away from getting right back on.
Right.
And that's all it is.
That's one of like literally the most important mindsets that I've learned.
Yeah, for sure. Sure. And I think that's the reason you will continue to be successful. And, you know, if you quit, that's the only way
right.
to screw this up, and you won't quit
right.
and none of us will let you quit, and you don't want to quit. So yeah,
I mean, have to say, I think I have felt the last time I felt this good about myself and in my own skin, I was 24 years old. So
wow,
and that's like when I
wow.
had the time. It was before I was an actual teacher, so I had the time to work out at the gym for like 2 to 3 hours a day, and mm-hmm. you know, so I was doing an hour of weightlifting and then an hour of cardio, and this was like 6 to 7 days a week. And then
wow,
as
yeah.
a teacher, I was like, I don't got that kind of time, you know?
Right.
Right.
And exactly. You don't need that kind of time. You don't have to have that. You don't need to spend that long in a gym to make the progress that right. you're making.
And I think that just remembering that, like, the yeah. fact that it takes me so long to get through my workout is because I can't shut my mouth and I'm talking.
You know, it's so funny you say that, because I recently said something in a post about that. People keep asking me all the time, how long are my workouts? And I said, really, my workouts should probably be an hour. I'm there way longer. And it's because right. I just talk to people.
I get excited when I get it done in an hour and 15 minutes. I'm like, yes. I mean, because everybody's.
I know.
And I know people don't understand the way we had it set up this year was that there were kind of two blocks of time. And everybody would say, well, what block are you working out? And I'm like, it doesn't matter. I'm still going to be there. No matter when you show up. I'll still be there because I can't stop talking.
But you got it. You yeah. continue to get it done, though. Continue to get it done every single. And Lars and I need to yeah. nudge you along every now and again, yeah. and we do. And you just go.
Let's be fair. Some of the reason I'm distracted is because you're showing me pictures. I just want to point that out.
Absolutely. guilty as charged. Guilty as charged,
I
no doubt.
How
no doubt.
I'm like, no, can't look at your picture. I have to work out, right. which is never.
I have to
never.
Work. Yes, and
please
right,
show me the
right.
picture of your cat, you, so I don't have to do
yeah.
the evil V ups or whatever that hellish thing is.
Chris and I always compare cat notes because I have two cats. And she has a cat, and I swear to God, they got to be related somewhere down the chain because
seriously,
they're identical.
We just send pictures back and forth of how we can't move our arms because there's a cat on it.
All the time.
I'm not trying
All
to drink
the time
papers
that
or
happens.
Anything. Please lay there.
No. At all. Well, you know, it's interesting because your performance over time with the workouts has been unbelievable. Just unbelievable how much stronger you've gotten and what you're
yeah,
able
and
to do
and
now.
I do think that because we changed our format where there's no longer mm-hmm. that time limit where it's like
yeah.
you go until you finish. And I'm not as fast.
Yeah.
I'm never going to be as fast as some of the others just because
sure.
because of my own limitations, like because I have the bad knee, getting up and down off the floor takes me a little time, and I'm getting better.
Sure,
got to do this.
Oh my God, you got
doing the superhero pose as I get up.
Yeah,
but that like forces me to do all the reps, and if it
yeah
takes,
yeah
if it takes me an hour and 15 minutes, it you know if I stop and talk. I'm going to pay for that. You know, I'm going to finish it still.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and you always do. And I think our shift in format has helped you as much as anybody else. But to let everybody know, our format for this, it's a small group training setup. And basically Lars and I put up the workout for the day, and it's usually several smaller circuits of two to three things in them. And we tell everyone, we want you to do three rounds of each circuit, and then we have a finisher at the end or something like that. So basically it's a menu that we put up on the screen, and people come down whenever they're done with school and students and whatever, they come down and they just hop in and start at whatever time, and we're there
and
for a block
evil.
Of time. And I, yeah, they call it evil, but it's actually really good. It's worked out really, really well, because look at your improvements.
And so, and I do have to tell you, and your listeners. So what I do after every workout is that I usually spend my evening sending, gifts to Susan and Lars about how much I hurt, and like just calling them nasty names. And after Thursdays, I literally can't even text message at this point in time.
Thursday was
it was a rough circuit. Karen, one of the other members of the group, and I were talking about how unused to doing circuits we were again. And
yeah, and so for everyone to get some perspective, we switched this past Thursday, we switched our format back to one big kind of workout together in big station circuits. So we had stations set up all around the weight room, and we worked out together. So we did like 45 seconds at a station, and then the next round would be 30 seconds at each station. And I don't know, there might have been 8 stations, something like that. So we worked out together. So that was way more of an endurance focused kind of workout as opposed to rep and strength, which is what we had been in for a while. And it was our last meeting of the school year. So we kind of wanted to get everybody together and work together and have some fun and whatever. And so it's really hard because we haven't been in that kind of format in
so forever.
Long. Yeah. 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 And so, that's why it was so hard.
And, you know, the worst part is how goddamn cheerful Lars is through the entire thing.
that is quite accurate,
like,
actually.
Come on, you can do it. I'm like, I'm going to throw this kettlebell at you, man. Throwing it at you.
That is actually quite accurate. Yes, he's always very cheerful. Yes, that is phenomenal. That is phenomenal.
Like, she might do it.
She might actually do it. She might actually do it. But what's really interesting with you in particular in that kind of circuit, what he and I were talking about too is that we see such improvement. Like, it was hard for everybody because we haven't done that in so long. But we see improvements with everybody in being able to accomplish that, and much greater improvement than if we rewind the clock to whenever the last time we did it. Just the quality of the movements that you're doing at each station, and maybe the amount of reps that you're doing at each station, all of that has gotten so much better over time. It's great to see.
I agree. I feel like I could do much more, and I think that in some cases, I feel like, I know that like in some, by the last round, I was super tired and it was just.
Sure.
You know,
oh yeah. And everybody was.
You know,
yeah,
I
everybody
was, just,
was.
You know,
yes.
I'm like, laws of physics, help me here.
Please God, let this be over.
But I mean, I felt like, you know, I'm holding myself better. And also I find that I'm like self-correcting more. Like,
yeah.
Like, cause you know, I know that I fold, and I thought you were correcting me, but you weren't even paying attention to me. And I was like, I was like, oh, she's right. I'm folding. Got it. You know, when I was doing my lunges, mm-hmm. instead of going straight up and down, I was just folding over, pretending I was lunging. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I think that's been better. And, you know, I definitely feel like, you know, I got that workout in, I got that. And I was like, you know, that was hard. Like, we were talking about it and at Kilmer, the last day of school, so that everybody knows, the last day of school, all the teachers go out and wave the buses off. It is
That's the best.
I didn't get flipped off this year, so that was good. actually, I was very surprised this year. But, you know, I was like, we're waving, and a bunch of us who worked out were like, the buses need to go. Our shoulders hurt. We feel the slam ball.
Shoulders are tired.
So.
Yeah. 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 You know, it's interesting. Just to let everybody know, we do a lot of different exercises in this small group training. We have a mini squat rack, a portable squat rack, and we deadlift in there, and
which is my favorite.
We do all kinds of things. Yeah, yeah. Well, and I just want to brag on Chris too. She just pulled a 235 deadlift on Tuesday. It was PR day in our group, and everybody in that group has just been amazing with that, and. The strength gains from this year alone have been phenomenal.
Yeah, I was super like, wow. You know, I was super impressed with myself. I mean, it was a little rough, but.
You know, the one reps are never going to be pretty, ever. And you just have that one shot, get it up there. We just want you to be safe with it and get it up there the best you can. And you did. And it's amazing. Because we hadn't really been near that weight.
No, really for a while. It's been like 195 for a really long time.
Yeah, yeah. That's where we've been. Yeah, we've been kind of sitting around there for a while. So it just shows you what consistency will do. Even when you don't think things might be progressing in the gym or whatever, they are. And this was a great indication of that you've gotten so strong. And then talk a little bit about how that has affected your confidence.
It really has made just such a huge mental difference. Like, I don't necessarily think, you know, oh, I'm strong, I can take you out. But I really feel like I stand a little taller and a little straighter. Like, I'm not trying to shrink into my own skin as much. In that, I don't know, it just feels like my body belongs more to me, and have, you know, like, there's that your body is a temple thing, but I just kind of think of it as, this is the body I've made, and I am building that foundation and making it stronger. And you know, it just is like, it's very much a, I can do it. I'll give it a shot. You know, maybe I need to back off the weight to start with, but I will make it happen. And I think that has really been a huge difference for me.
Oh, I agree. And I see, and I think, Lars, and I see it in your performance too.
Yeah,
for sure.
And I'm just, I feel better about myself, and just, you know, am more, I don't know. I always think of Charlize Theron when she talks about how she walked for the Snow White and the Huntsman movie, where she's like, you stand up straight, you roll your shoulders back, and you just think, murder. And you walk. Like, for me, it is, I don't necessarily think it's the murder part, but it's like, you just stand up straight and you walk like you own the place. because that's
little,
that's kind of how that makes me feel. Like I own this. Yeah,
like you're a badass.
You know,
you are.
You know, like we have all the nicknames. We you know, there's the Banff and the Beast, and you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and I think for me, I like to set. I mean, maybe it might be an impossible goal to catch Phil, who's lifting almost 400 pounds, but it's like it's a goal. I'm watching you. You know, that's kind of how I feel.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with chasing something like that. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know you're going to keep progressing with that for sure.
You know, I may eventually catch up with him. I may not, but I look at that and I'm like,
yeah,
I'm coming for you, dude.
There you go. See, it's that switch in attitude and mindset.
Yeah.
That's huge. But okay. So tell me, a little bit about your biggest struggle. You're still, I mean, the area that you think that is your biggest struggle to keep making progress.
My biggest struggle, and it has always been my biggest struggle, is with my relationship with food. Because I have always had I've always been heavy. I cannot remember a time where I was not heavy. And because my grandfather used to nag my mother used to nag me. And so as a child, I began like this secret eating for stress. And as an adult, I still haven't been able to break that habit as much as I want to. Like sometimes I do really great, and then other times I like eat everything in sight. So controlling those calories and not binge eating is one of the hardest things. And like sometimes I'll start binge eating and I can't stop. I mean, like I physically cannot stop eating. And so for me, that's like the biggest struggle, is that controlling portions, controlling my food intake, and like not necessarily eating when I am overly stressed, like finding some other outlet, because that's what I do. I get stressed. I'm like, I'm gonna order a huge thing of wings and I'm gonna eat them in one shot. And you know, and it's like, it's not like I'm like, oh, I can't ever have this, but it's like, you don't need to eat, you know, all the wings. And I think that the nutrition portion is my biggest struggle. Like,
that makes sense. Let me ask you this: what have you been discovering along this journey that has been helping you with that? And granted, it's all a work in progress for sure. But what are some things that you have found that have helped you?
So one of the things that has really, really helped me is upping the protein in my diet. And I invested in some good protein bars, and I got like chocolate flavored, which, so if I'm hungry and I'm craving, I'll eat a protein bar, which seems to kind of stave that off. And I have not eliminated carbs. Like, I don't think that carbs are evil or that you can't eat carbs, but I know that when I eat carbs, it makes me tired and it makes me sleepy. So I have kind of restricted my own carb intake just because it makes me feel better.
Right.
And so, and I've been.
But you haven't eliminated them.
Oh, absolutely not.
Right.
Absolutely not.
Right.
Because, I mean, I don't think it's possible. And I think that's more of, I mean, I know people who need to eliminate them for health reasons or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. I just, you know, I'm going to have a burger with a bun. I'm not going to get worried about that.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah, absolutely.
And I also have found that there are vegetables I like that are carbs, so I can't completely eliminate them.
Right.
But upping the protein has made a huge difference. Also acknowledging that I am not a breakfast person. I like breakfast food, but I don't like it at breakfast time. So doing the intermittent fasting has helped.
Yep. Yep.
I think the only, so my difficulty with that is sometimes I don't get home till late and trying to kind of adjust for, I'm not going to be home till 8 o'clock. And that's when I normally stop eating or whatever.
And, you know, and being a teacher and that schedule, you guys don't have a lot of flexibility to be able to have, you know, plan out your meals like other people would. So I can understand why that might be an issue for sure. You know, and it's something maybe to consider now that summer's here for you to try and that schedule.
Yeah, I'm going to bring that back. And I think the other thing, and I'm still struggling with this particular piece of my nutritional puzzle, which is acknowledging that dinner does not have to be a huge meal that I make.
Exactly.
Can be a yogurt. It can be a cheese stick, whatever. Yeah.
You bring out a really good point. And I used to fall into this all the time. When we hear the word meal, to me, growing up, that meant sitting down at the dining room table and you have your plate that has, you know, this dinner, this meat, this vegetable, this starch, whatever, a traditional dinner. Right. Yes. That's a meal. And you're absolutely right. Meals can take on any kind of shape and form.
And I think that I mean, in my head, I think about my mom who used to come home from work and she would start making dinner. And, you know, we had we had a meat, we had a vegetable, we probably had a starch. So I think that's like when I think dinner, that's what I'm supposed to have that. And it's supposed to be something relatively complicated. And not complicated in making, but it's not just like throwing some stuff on the plate. And I think that it, and quite honestly, my mother was not a teacher, so my mom didn't have to come home and grade papers and do all these things.
Yeah. Yeah.
So for me, you know, I don't get home till 5 or 6 o'clock. I don't want to make anything, but I, you know, there's this whole, well, that's what you're supposed to do.
But I think it's good. And I know we've talked about this with everybody too, on using a protein list of sorts to kind of have things on hand to make things super easy and not necessarily saying, you know, you spend Sundays cooking, you know, 50 chicken breasts and have them in the fridge. You know, it doesn't have to, I mean, you can do some of that, sure, but it doesn't have to be that. You know, maybe you have Greek yogurt sitting in your refrigerator and add some fruit to that or what, you know, whatever, just as an example, but it can take on a different look. It doesn't have to be the 50 containers of Tupperware and cook all day on Sunday. Exactly.
And that's like the hard that for me right now, that's a piece that I still struggle with. I'm getting a little better at it. I'm like, you know, just yogurt, cheese stick. You're tired. You don't have time. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But I think you've made so much progress over the course of this, the time that we've been actually working together, and Lars and I have been working with you. It's actually amazing, the mindset shift. And that's what I want everyone to really focus on with you so much, is the change in how you look at things now and realize that this is not an overnight proposition. It is a life journey, and we're just chipping away at it one day at a time.
And I also recognize, you know, I'm never going, like, there's not a destination. Like, it's never, for me, it's never going to end. It will always be a journey. I mean, I may be like 85 years old, and it's still going to be a journey for me, because, and you know, that's the way my body is. And I think that's the way, I mean, like, I think it's easy to slip backwards. So especially for me. So I think that it's always going, as long as I think to myself, you know, you're never going to be done. It's, you're always going to be a work in progress. I think that's helpful. Yeah.
I think it's totally helpful. I feel the same way about me, and I know so many people do. And I think that is probably the one reason, the reason why I know you're going to continue to be successful, because you're not looking for the short-term fix anymore. You are just living your life and discovering what works within your life, and know that we all trip up, and it's okay. It's more than okay.
I think that it's also helpful. One of the most helpful things I have found, I mean, other than the workouts and the stuff, is the fact that both you and Lars are so open to, I have questions, do you have an opinion? You know, like, I don't, there's no, like, it's a very, very much a no judgment zone. And, absolutely. And, you know, I know that we talked, and I have told both of you, like, for the summer, I need somebody to help me be accountable. And I, and it's like, I get, I'm a grown woman, but I still need somebody. If you don't see me at the gym or whatever, I need somebody to be like, hey, haven't seen you, you know?
Yeah, and, absolutely. And
for me, you know, just getting that, there's an expectation. Like, if I try and hold myself accountable, I know the person in charge, there's not going to be any consequences. I'm not going to punish myself.
That's an interesting way to look at it. Yeah.
Like, you know, I can be like, I'm going to do this, and I try, but I get in my own way. And
you're not alone with that. You're not alone with that.
Just having somebody be like, where are you? Is always good.
Yeah. Well, Lars and I are not going to let the summer go by with you going the opposite direction. So you can rest assured we will be there every step of the way. Every
somebody
step of the
give
way.
Me a hard time. That's what I need.
Listen. Hey, no problem on our end. will do it. listen, I really want to thank you for taking time to talk today. No. Because I know you're getting ready to head out of town for to see your parents.
Interestingly enough, I am not going now.
Oh, really?
My mother called right before you did. And my father is sick. So she's like, don't come home.
Oh, don't come.
Yeah, I was like, Mom, love you guys, but I'm going to pass. Yeah. We'll do Father's Day another weekend.
Absolutely. Well, good. Well, now you get a little bit of a put your feet up and enjoy the beginning of summer kind of weekend. That sounds amazing. Absolutely amazing. But I appreciate it. And we will talk soon. I'm heading out of town a little bit, but I'll give you a ring when I get back.
Sounds
and we'll
good.
Some stuff
Thank
up.
You for talking to me.
All right. Absolutely. Thanks for coming on, Chris.
All right,
we'll talk
have
later.
A good one.
All right. See you later. Bye.